Ricky, well, after the real highs of last week, that looked like it was going to be nothing for us for a long time today. But in the end, we managed to eke it out. I think that Bedworth might consider themselves a little unlucky to get nothing from the game. But what do you make of it?
Strange game. We knew it was going to be the polar opposite to last week. We knew that. They're a big, strong, physical side. They play a 4-4-2, they're direct. They're up and at it. They're a threat from set plays. So we knew that it was going to be a completely different game to last week. And it was very difficult, even with team selection, because we knew whatever happened today, people were going to almost judge it against last week's performance. And it's difficult to do that. We stayed with the same team, which was we felt the players deserved. But in the back of your mind, you think after that sort of result that... you might come unstuck and you might be made to pay for it with a little bit of complacency or the wrong preparation and application. But I thought we started the game well. You know, Chev had two opportunities in the first 10 minutes. Both just missed the target. DK goes through one and one. You know, looks like he's going to score and unfortunately doesn't make a good enough contact. And then, you know, you could have found yourself two up. And then... from their first real meaningful attack, we find ourselves 1-0 down. And then Jarvis has the snapshot, which the goalkeeper makes a terrific save.
Fantastic save.
Then Charlie Diaf hits a crossbar, you know, the long throw where DK flicked across the front of the box and no one can just get on the end of it, only needs a touch. For me, stonewall penalty on Sam Cartwright. He's got a tap in at the back post, lad bundles him over, referee doesn't give it. So even at half time, the team talk was, continue to do what you're doing. Because we never felt like we were going to lose the game. It was just, can we get the next goal? Because as you see in the second half, I think that they dropped off, they dropped deeper. You know, they haven't obviously won a game yet, and I think they were trying to preserve what they had. So spaces were opening up, and we felt that we just needed to move the ball a little bit quicker, and that we would get the opportunities, and we did. And just, you know, really happy for the players because they stuck to the task really well. They worked exceptionally hard, as they always do. And, it was an excellent 3 points in the end.
It was in the end. Unlikely hero, Ben Jackson, turning up at the back post.
Yeah.
Home debut.
Yeah, he's done well the took last couple of games. You know, he hasn't played all season. He's come in and he's acquitted himself really well. And, yeah, you know, look, we've got a really good squad now. You know, we've players coming back. Mark Colson's now fit as well. Jordan Patrick's back in the fold, and you know, Dylan Wilson as well, who wasn't in the squad today. He's gone out on a dual registration to get some minutes for Rushton and Higham. So you know, we're in a good position. Everyone's now fighting for places. Just because we continue to you know, we're on a good run, doesn't necessarily mean we're going to keep the same group of players starting every single game. We have to make sure that we pick the right team for the right opposition. And because of the threat that they posed today physically, especially from dead balls and set plays, we felt that Jacko and Chaz, with their strength and their height, was the right way to go again, and it paid off. And you know, Jacko popping up with a winner, he's a fully committed boy, and you could see when he scored that goal what it meant to him and what it meant to the rest of the players. So no, look, good run. Just need to keep it going now.
Well, we do. It's a shame we've not got a game next Saturday, really.
Yeah, it's you just, you know, when you're on this sort of run, you just want the games to continue to come thick and fast. But look, we'll prepare well. We've got a couple of training sessions this week. We'll train again Saturday ahead of the trip to Hitchin on the Wednesday night, which, you know, after their FA Cup run, they haven't had a cup hangover. They continue to take that form into the league games. Had a terrific result away today, so you know, we know we're going to be in for a really tough game, and we'll go there and we'll try and get a positive result.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate.
Cheers.